With a handful of exceptions, H.R. 8 would require universal background checks for all gun sales in the country. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says as governor when the Virginia Tech massacre took place in 2007, he became painfully aware of the loopholes.
Sung Wee Cho, who was actually barred from having a weapon, but a weakness in the background check system enabled him to get a weapon, that taught me that comprehensive background checks dramatically reduce the risk.
Eight GOP lawmakers did vote for the bill, but one Republican who did not support H.R. 8 and a related bill was Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, shot and almost killed while practicing for an annual congressional baseball game in 2017.
Under these bills, if you loan your gun to a friend, you could actually go to federal prison for a year and have up to a $100,000 fine.
One Republican senator told CNN earlier this week that it's unlikely the U.S. Senate will take up H.R. 8 anytime soon. Gene Marano, WFIR News.